What is the quality of the water you drink? No, 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 I don't mean the kind in a glass or a bottle. I mean the spiritual water you drink. What's in it? How does drinking from the well, which will never run dry, impact your life? Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman at a well and mentioned living water. When she asked him where to get living water, he replied in John 4:13, "Anyone who drinks this water, earth water, would thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." Do you see that? He said, "this water," meaning the earth water drawn from the well which had been dug in the earth. Then in verse 14, "whoever drinks of the water I will give," which is water she had no idea about, nor did anyone else. Not only will the person who drinks God water never thirst again, but that person will spring up into a fountain of water of everlasting life. Oh, wow! According to Jesus, if I drink God water, I get to be a living well of water for others. Now, that is some kind of water. In Jeremiah 2:13, God reveals himself to be that very wellspring. I love to look at the examples in the Bible and see them not only for what they are, but also look at them as if I'm reading a play or a script. What are the props and how are they significant? Who are the characters? What were they like? Do I identify with them? And what was their driving motivation beneath the surface of their presentation face? Not their true face, but their presentation face. The woman at the well was a Samaritan. She wasn't actually committed to any vein of faith. She just had ideas and sort of believed in, well, something or other. Although she did have ideas. She was probably pretty uneducated and more than likely a nobody of sorts living at a lower class status. She was not morally upright like Nicodemus. She had no clue who Jesus was, and it wasn't likely she recognized any of her own merits. I think, and this is just what I think, she was probably quick to speak and responded emotionally, as opposed to being slow to speak with careful ponderance as to the weight of her words. She didn't say,
"Oh, sir, you look like a Jewish rabbi. I'm here to know God. Can you tell me how to do that?"
No, she was just doing her regular chores, carefully keeping to herself, and then she meets a stranger who asks her for a drink of water. She was not looking to know God on the surface of things. Chances are good she was rejected and isolated by the people of her town due to her live-in boyfriend and failed marriages. It all caused her to justify keeping her distance from God. She wasn't obviously seeking him. He was obviously seeking her. And then Jesus drew her into a conversation which opened with a question about a drink of water. Take special note here. Jesus was doing as the Father directed. He didn't go to the town council first to present the gospel. He didn't go to the people who wore "I know" clothes and walked in important person shoes. He didn't make his appeal first and only to church leadership, and then let them do the trickle-down method, letting them spread the word as they saw fit. He didn't have the disciples go before him, putting up posters and sending out email flyers saying he was coming to town. He did not hire a marketing committee, do some mass emails, and put out radio spots. He purposely went to one place when it was not likely anyone would be around, met one uneducated, low-class woman who was busy avoiding the likely ridicule of other women during the hottest time of the day, made one request for one drink of water. The Lord is drawing each of us into a conversation specific for each person, and even pursues a conversation with people like myself, who also was a most unlikely candidate, considering I was also uneducated, immoral, quick to speak, and low class. That's all of us. And he'd like very much for us to be the ones to ask him for a drink of water.